Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy Friday. It's August 8th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. A group of horse riders from Clovis is headed to Las Vegas for a prestigious competition.
I like, personally, the connection you get with the horse. You know, I like the adrenaline.
Coming up, we will speak with some competitors and their coach about the sport of horse reining. But first, these headlines. Questions about a severance payment to a top Fresno Unified official continue to roil the district. As KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez-Delgado reports, the teachers' union is now calling for a public meeting on the matter.
The Fresno Teachers Association is asking Fresno Unified trustees to publicly address a $162,000 payment that was given to the district's former communications officer, Nikki Henry. She was placed on leave by the district earlier this summer after admitting to using artificial intelligence to produce a document that contained inaccurate information about the union. She later resigned, but controversy now surrounds her six-figure severance. The teachers union is questioning the board's process in making the payment, namely because it was made without public knowledge, they say. Union leaders are asking trustees to bring this matter to the public at their meeting next Wednesday. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
The director of public safety in the Kern County City of California City has been placed on paid leave. This comes as an independent investigation looked into whether the city's mayor and a councilman were plotting to fire him. TV station KERO reports that Justin Vincent was placed on leave this week. The week prior, Vincent had filed a lawsuit alleging his colleagues were trying to terminate him. California City's mayor issued a statement about the lawsuit, asking for people to not give in to hearsay. E-bikes are everywhere, but safe, secure parking? Not so much. A California law in 2022 aimed to change that by requiring state officials to consider adding bike parking requirements to the building code. But a new law has put those on hold, at least until 2027. That's a setback for bike advocates like Kara Werner, who leads the Napa County Bicycle Coalition. She says developers won't build bike parking if they're not required to.
It's imperative to have bike parking, or we will not reap the benefits of all the people who are truly comfortable riding on the road and enjoy doing so.
CalBike spokesperson Jared Sanchez says requirements would inspire more people to bike.
That's the whole goal for us as an organization, is to encourage folks to bike, but, you know, not in the status quo where it's unsafe or just not accessible for a wide range of folks to do that.
Advocates say the delay sends the wrong message as more Californians turn to e-bikes. Central Valley farmers are dealing with an infestation of so-called roof rats. The rats are reportedly chewing through irrigation tubes and have even gotten into the almond crops. Officials with the Almond Board of California and researchers from the University of California say the rats are burrowing into the ground. That's a departure from regular behavior, which involves nesting in trees. Some estimates put the damage caused by these rats at $300 million across Fresno, Kings, Merced, and Kern counties. A Bay Area nonprofit is out with a new study looking at which community colleges in the state give the most bang for their buck. And the College of the Sequoias in Visalia landed in the top 10. The nonprofit College Futures Foundation analyzed more than 300 colleges in California to see which had the best return on investment for students. Researchers looked at where students were most able to recoup their out-of-pocket costs within 6 months of graduation. The other Valley college to land high on the list was Reedley College.
Summer is in full force, and at KVPR, that means the $10,000 drawing is back. Thanks to our sponsors, Fresno Mazda and Fresno Mitsubishi, for providing the $10,000 grand prize for our annual fundraiser. Buy your tickets today. They're $100 each and limited to 800 sold. Find $10,000 drawing contest rules and details at kvpr.org/10k.
And now to our main story. Just a trot outside of Clovis city limits is a ranch that's home to dozens of horses. Producer Jonathan Linden and I recently made a visit. There we met Allison Kelly. We were looking at a corral full of horses.
Those are the males. And, you know, a lot of stuff gets interchangeable. Like, a lot of people will still call, whether the gender is male or female, they'll call anything up to a two-year-old a colt.
Okay.
So sometimes our verbiage is not really.
Allison helps run the Rick Kelly Performance Horses Ranch. Her husband is the namesake of the facility. And after getting to check out the horses from a distance, Allison opens up a long metal gate.
You might hear us when you wake up.
And we get up close to see some of the horses, including some of the colts born just weeks ago. One even sniffs our microphone. And while those horses were nice and relaxed, on the other side of the ranch, other horses are hard at work training with their riders. As I speak now, 9 rookie riders from Rick Kelly Performance Horses are headed to Las Vegas. There, they'll be competing in the Run for a Million. It's a prestigious event in the Western riding world with over 10 different competitions, including one that has a $1 million prize. While none of the riders here will get to go for the million, they do have a chance to take home a prize pot in the thousands, and they'll get to show off their talent in the reigning event. Horse reining is a sport where riders do a specific pattern of moves and spins, showcasing their control, including bringing their galloping horse to a precise stop. Sophia Markarian is one of the riders. She's 14 years old and the youngest of the competitors. Sophia told me what she likes most about reining is the connection with her horse. And also,
I like the adrenaline. And, you know, you just get to build more relationships with different people. You know, you get to get your name out there and, you know, it could even set you up to go to like a college.
Is that what you aspire to do?
Yes, I want to be on a Fresno State team possibly to do the equestrian.
But not all the competitors are young bucks. Elisa McCoy is 51, a local teacher, and is competing in the same competition.
I rode a little bit when I was in high school and college, and then I took about a 25-year break while I had a family and just got back into it about 4 years ago.
To learn more about the sport of reining, I sat down with owner Rick Kelly. He first told me more about the National Reining Horse Association and how this type of competition works.
So the NRHA reining events, basically, you are judged on a series of maneuvers. You're going to do 2 circles large and 1 circle small to the left, 2 circles to the right, 1 small each way. So you have those, you're going to spin to the right, you're going to spin to the left, and usually you're going to have 3 to 4 stops. So each of those maneuvers are judged on a base of 70. And from that, you can elevate your score in increments of a +0.5, +1, +1.5. -0.5, -1, -1.5, according to what the judge views your run and maneuvers to be. On top of that, you have penalties. So if you overspin or underspin, it can be a penalty. If you come out of a rollback at a trot, it can be a penalty. So basically, when this kind of started, they used to call it the Western dressage because of the fact that it was so scored so severely. So it's a little bit different because you're scored and you're not basically on the opinion of what a judge thinks is good or bad.
So it's very technical, and your control and sort of relationship with the horse and obedience is really on display.
You know, the big difference I try to tell people is when you play golf, when you play tennis, when you play certain individual sports, if you swim, if you dive, if you do different things like that, then you're gonna go as a individual into a team sport. The difference with ours is we deal individually, but you're on top of a 1,200-pound animal that sometimes just decides not to really work for you. So for us, it's repetition, 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 along with the children and the adults and the horses. I think one thing that stands out with our program compared to a lot of different programs is that we are extremely demanding. This isn't for the weak-hearted. We have a lot of other programs that can be a little bit easier. But when it comes to our youth program, which I believe we have the largest youth program on a national scale, we are tremendously demanding on their academics, on their home life, how they treat their partners, how they treat the other students, how they treat their parents. It's not uncommon for me for one of them to have a little attack at a horse show and me scratch them and say, well, I think you need to think about life and self and do that. So we're a lot different that way, that we're very demanding on the kids. And I think that the parents appreciate that.
So how does it make you feel to be sending off 9 students to something like this?
We are very, very blessed. We have tremendous clients. We have tremendous parents of the kids. We work very, very hard for them. They know that. But we're on an equal playing field most of the time in talking with them about what their expectations are, what directions they want to go, what are their goals for the year or for 2 years. So most of them, this was a big goal to achieve. And it is, obviously, like you said, we, I believe, have more people going than anybody in the country.
Okay. Once Vegas is done, you mentioned going to Texas, but what else for the riders? What do they work on?
We will actually go to Texas for the legacy sale, and then we come back in October to Burbank, California, for the California Reining Horse Association Fraternities. And then we'll go to Reno, to the West Coast Reining Fraternities. And then we will go actually back to Oklahoma City at the end of November, and we'll compete at the NRHA Fraternity with, I think, 6 of our horses.
Lots to keep up with. Okay, anything else you'd like to add?
Actually, just thank you guys for coming, and we'd like to welcome anybody out here to come out and take a look at the babies. We're open to the public. They can investigate the different lesson programs we have. We are very beginner through advanced. We do not do group lessons, so you're always on an individual platform. So if you have any questions, you're automatically, you know, attended to at that time. So we have a really good program, but we do a lot for the community. We do a lot of memorials. We do a lot of nonprofit organizations and things like that, too.
That was my conversation with Rick Kelly. His team of riders are currently on their way to the Run for a Million competition in Las Vegas. Many riders will compete on Monday, but the competition has events every day through August 16th. And that's today's show. Have feedback for Central Valley Daily or maybe a story idea? We would love to hear from you. Email podcast@kvpr.org. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KBPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.